I know everyone says this around the start of the month, but really, can you believe that it's already September? I can't. September is a big month for me. I love, well, it's probably my favorite month of the year besides maybe October. My 4-year wedding anniversary is in less than 2 weeks, and I just think it's such a beautiful time of the year. It's a big month for me this year because I'm participating in Passion Color Joy's 30 paintings in 30 days challenge. Today is day 3. I have not yet painted, but I'm planning on doing that here in a few minutes. And I am exploring the idea of home. So I'm borrowing this from my dear friends at Makers Movement. Makers Movement is a community of makers and artists around the globe, and they do have periodic publications around different themes. I've participated in 2. I submitted a watercolor piece to their publication on mourning, and I submitted for their publication on the blues, and I talked about abstraction and just hardship, you know, using art to get through times of despair and frustration. So I'm really excited. This is their 4th round. It's going to be about home. And as you guys know, I just moved across the country. And so I'm revisiting this idea of home as my husband and I settle into another new area yet again. We've moved a few times. I've moved quite a few more times than my husband has. But it's really a great learning experience. It takes a lot of uncomfortable stretching and growing to settle into a new place. So I'm grateful for this challenge to keep me accountable to painting and also keep me accountable to having a really great attitude as we readjust to a life in a new area. It's also absolutely beautiful here, which definitely helps. I'm really inspired by just the landscape of the Pacific Northwest, and I have been really happy with what I've been making so far. So that's what's going on with me for September. There's also a big project launching, which you guys have heard me hint at. I'll share more next time I record, but that will be coming out in September as well. So I'm really excited for that. I know I haven't been on here recording as much as what I initially planned, and that's kind of a symptom of things that I tend to like overcommit to sometimes. So I originally thought I would be on here maybe 3 to 4 times a week. I think more realistically is going to be 1 micro podcast per week for me, and it'll probably end up being on the weekends because I do work full time. I love what I do. I just don't have a ton of spare time during the week. So this is a really interesting month for me to practice painting every day, keeping myself accountable to my personal projects, but also to my commitments at work and, you know, my commitments at home. So that's what I'm up to these days. I will share some reflections next week after I have a few more paintings under my belt, let you know what I'm thinking about home, what I'm thinking about 30 paintings in 30 days, if that was a horrible idea to sign up for this challenge. And I am going to sign off now and go get to painting.